Rescuers continued to work around the clock Monday, trying to reach residents still trapped across the northeastern state of Bahia. 72 towns and cities have been flooded by torrential rains that intensified over the Christmas holiday when two dams collapsed. In the city of Itabuna, some residents returned to their homes to pick up their belongings through a second-floor window. Emergency workers rescued hundreds in nearby towns, but heavy currents on the swollen rivers continue to complicate the operations.
With this volume of water, it's difficult to maneuver even with jet skis. It has been difficult to reduce the risk for the teams and the victims. Rescue teams had to retreat in certain moments.
The governor of the state of Bahia declared it the worst disaster in the state's history. 500,000 have been affected. At least 16,000 are homeless.
Right now, we are focused on rescuing people and sheltering them. But we are also carrying out technical visits with mayors to identify if it will be necessary to build new houses or repair them, as well as public infrastructure.
Authorities are also monitoring an additional 10 dams for any danger signs and say they will regulate the release of water to avoid flash floods.
We are looking at the forecast for the next few days and the impact it can have and decide which floodgates to open and what volume of water we can release without causing further problems. We need to alleviate areas already flooded without harming others. It's a complex technical decision.
Many have been surprised by the severity of the rain. Authorities blame an increase in the temperature of the Atlantic Ocean mixed with the Niña weather phenomenon for pushing rain patterns north. Some experts say it's a sign of climate change.
This is really the kind of thing we unfortunately expect to happen more and more frequently. According to the last IPCC report, this type of event, it's already 30% more frequent than in pre-industrial times. So that's pretty much what's happening.
The forecast calls for more rain, but even when that stops, it will take many weeks, if not months, to recover from the devastation. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera.